chapter 45. It was mid-afternoon, and Redwall lay quiet under the heat haze. Hardly a leaf stirred in the vastness of Mossflower beyond the north and east walls, and the plain shimmered and danced, making the horizon indistinguishable. Down below in Cavern Hole, depression had set in. It had started when little Rollo and a baby field mouse wanted to go out to play. Naturally, the abbot had to forbid any such idea with the birds about, so Ambrose Spike took them to play down in his wine cellar. Cornflower fanned herself with a dock leaf. The heat seemed to have penetrated the stones, even down to Cavern Hole, where it was usually cool.
Poor Rollo, he did so want to go out to play on the grass. I remember Matimeo, Tim and Tess used to go out in the orchard. Sam Squirrel would teach them to climb the apple and pear trees and that sweet chestnut over by the gooseberry patch.
Abbot Modalphus mopped his brow with his habit sleeve.
Yes, he was a scamp, that Sam Squirrel. Mind you, so was I at their age. I used to get sent off to bed for dashing around the top of the outer wall when I was a young one. Old Sister Fern used to say it gave her dizzy spells just watching me. Phew, I don't know about Rollo, but I could certainly do with a stroll outside in the grounds. It's hot in here.
Mrs. Church Mouse closed her eyes dreamily.
I'd love to be sitting dabbling my paws in the pond on an afternoon like this.
Formal tugged his snout obligingly.
Brr! If you ladies would like to wet yum paws, I'll take yum through yon tunnel to pond.
Winifred the Otter sprang up.
What a good idea! Oh, would you please let us go, Father Abbot? We'll be careful, I promise we will. The first sign of a rook and we'll pop into that hole like moles. Pardon the expression.
Abbot Modalphus took his spectacles off. Smiling indulgently, he settled back in his chair.
Well, it's pretty certain I won't get any rest with you chattering creatures about. Of course you may go, but don't stay out too long and be very careful. I'll stop here and take a nap.
Formal was first into the tunnel.
Age afore booty. Follow me, gentle beasts.
The abbot settled back in his chair with a sigh. A ray of sunlight crossing Great Hall penetrated down the stairs across the barricade top and shone in his eyes. He watched the small golden dust flecks dancing in it, his eyes gradually closing as he drifted into his noontide nap. Cornflower came wriggling back down the tunnel, followed by her companions. She scurried from the entrance and, not bothering to dust herself down, began shaking the sleepy abbot by the paw.
Wake up! Wake up, Father Abbot, quickly! They're attacking it, the poor thing! Oh, it'll be killed if we don't do something!
The abbot blinked and jumped up.
Hey, what? Attacking what poor thing? Where?
Winifred grabbed his other paw.
A big rusty-coloured bird, much bigger than Ironbeak's lot. It's over by the pond and the rooks are attacking it. Oh, I'm sure it isn't an invader. We've got to help it.
The abbot leapt into action.
Find Constance quickly. Get any available moles and bring them here.
A moment later, Constance rushed in from the kitchens, covered in flour, with a bunch of scallions in her paw. She climbed into the tunnel, shouting orders.
Every beast stay here except the moles. Send them after me. I'll deal with this.
In front of the pond, the great red bird lay. With one final effort, she had flown over the outer abbey wall, landing with a thud on the soft gatehouse garden soil. Seeing the water glint in the afternoon sun, she hauled herself painfully over to drink at the pond. The throat of the great red bird was dry, her tongue parched, spots danced before her eyes. Crazily she staggered and wobbled towards the water. Next instant, she was harried by three rooks who descended upon her. They pecked and dragged at the great red bird, lashing out with their clawing talons. Half unconscious and defenceless, she lay at their mercy. Formal was awaiting Constance's arrival up the tunnel.
Arthur, strike, ma'am,
he said, pointing to the scene of the attack.
They ma killing yon bird, they good bullies.
Constance hurtled from the tunnel and was upon the rooks before they knew what was happening. She bulled the first one straight into the pond and cuffed the next one high into the air with a quick, hefty paw. The third Zroo took off, leaving most of his tail feathers between the badger's teeth. The attackers flew squawking through the broken dormitory window, terrified to look back, lest the big badger was coming after them. Swiftly, Constance began dragging the great red bird to the tunnel. It raised its head feebly and tried to attack the badger. Constance narrowly avoided the fierce curved beak, but took several scratches from the powerful talons before she stunned the already half-unconscious bird with a smart tap of her paw between its eyes.
"Sorry, but it's for your own good, you silly great thing. Here, Formal, which end do you want?"
Formal scrambled from the tunnel, leaving three of his crew ready to receive the burden.
"You leave it to me, ma'am. You're judge. I'm ascending bird in head first, save reverse feather dragon. Chuck yon rope round thee claws. I'll tie beak. Gaffer, be you ready with grease, case it be too wide in beam."